I recently came across a letter in a Russian esoteric magazine that stopped me cold. A 68-year-old woman named Nina wrote in, heartbroken. She hadn't seen her son in 7 years. According to her, her daughter-in-law had declared at the wedding, "I will take him away from you." And she did. Nina tried everything, apologizing, begging, visiting. Nothing worked. Relatives whispered about a love spell. This is not a story I can verify. But it is a window into a tradition where words and rituals carry heavy weight. In Russian folklore, family bonds are not just emotional. They are seen as threads that can be strengthened or cut by unseen forces. The magazine offered 3 rituals for mothers in Nina's position. The prayer to Prophet Elijah. The first ritual is a prayer recited twice daily, at dawn and after sunset. It calls on the Prophet Elijah, who in Slavic tradition is a powerful figure associated with thunder, fire, and divine justice. The prayer asks God to send archangels and angels to bring peace between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. The text is explicitly Christian, invoking the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is common in Russian folk magic, where pre-Christian and Orthodox elements blend. The prayer does not curse or harm. It asks for reconciliation. Angels of God will descend and bring peace, it says. The names of both women are spoken aloud. I find this ritual striking for its restraint. It does not try to break the son's bond with his wife. Instead, it asks for harmony between the two women. That feels almost modern, like a family therapist's advice wrapped in ancient language. The fur coat ritual. The second ritual is more direct. It addresses the belief that some wives use spells to keep their husbands away from their mothers. To counter this, the mother takes a fur coat, turns it inside out, places it under a table, and speaks a charm. The charm compares the daughter-in-law to a dead sheepskin that can never become a sheep again. It commands the son to return home. "Remember this, do not forget," the mother says. "Do not let me, your mother, be offended." I have to admit, the image of a mother putting a fur coat under a table feels strange to me. But in Russian villages, fur coats were valuable items, often passed down through generations. Turning it inside out might symbolize reversing a spell or exposing hidden truths. Some practitioners believe that objects worn close to the body carry personal energy. Reversing them can break unwanted influences. Whether or not you believe in such things, the ritual is a powerful metaphor. It suggests that love, once given, can be reclaimed. That a mother's bond is not easily broken. The reconciliation charm for mother and daughter-in-law. The third ritual is the simplest. It is a charm for reconciling the two women directly, without reference to the son. The magazine notes that sometimes the simplest way to bring a son back is to make peace with his wife. But when direct conversation fails, words spoken in private can help. The exact words of this charm are not given, but the magazine describes it as ancient. It is meant to soften hearts and clear misunderstandings. In many folk traditions, spoken words are believed to carry power, especially when spoken with intent and emotion. I think about the thousands of mothers and daughters-in-law around the world who struggle with similar tensions. The rituals offer a script for emotions that are hard to express. They give the mother something to do, a way to channel her grief and hope. Even if the magic does not work as advertised, the act of speaking can be therapeutic. These rituals are part of a living folk tradition. They are not endorsed by any church or science. But they are a cultural phenomenon, a way people cope with pain and seek change. I do not know if Nina ever tried them. I hope she found peace, one way or another.